The week after Easter, we lost our dog, Leo. Now, Leo was just a few months shy of his 20th birthday. So for those who know dogs know that in dog years, that's really old. And so we had, we were grieved by that. He was our pet and he was more than a pet. He was a loving companion. And as he got older, we would arrange our schedules more and more around how we were going to take care of Leo and make sure he was okay and that he was happy. And Leo taught us some real life lessons. You can learn a lot from your dog. There's a lot of little things they do that, and we noticed that the older he got, in spite of the fact, and unlike people, and myself included, he didn't really complain when he got older and moan about being blind mostly and deaf and having a hard time getting around and had it's a dachshund, so he had back problems so he managed to get himself up, and when he did, finally got the back legs working, so he was able to get around pretty well. But he always loved to eat. That's one thing he really up until the end. But most of all, Leo taught us unconditional love. That's one thing you can always be sure of with your dog. He loves you, and he was a special friend who loved us greatly, and we loved him. Our Lord Jesus loved animals as well, especially the sheep. We hear about at the Good Shepherd Gospel and the Epistle as well today. He held a special place in his heart for his sheep, and he loves all creatures, but especially he loves us. He loves his people. We learn in the theme for today that the scripture lessons remind us of Christ's purpose for dying. He died, as we recall, on Good Friday to take away our sins. He died on the cross for our pardon. But that was not all he died to do. He died that our sins should be forgiven, but that we should die to sin and live unto righteousness. He came to heal the wound of sin and to restore all of us to perfect health and soundness of health. We are in that progression in our lives, we pray. He came not only that our wanderings, which sheep do and people do, wandering away from him. And I noticed that a lot of people have found a way to wander away from the church during the COVID era. We call it COVID tide, if you wish, because it's become an excuse not to gather together as we're instructed to do as Christians. Forsake not the assembling together of the believers. And so people like sheep find excuses and wander away from the fold. So we pray that as we remember the Good Shepherd Sunday and the shepherd, he's the bishop and shepherd of us, that he would ever keep us in his love and care. So the final words in the epistle prepare us for the fuller meaning of today's gospel as well. It's a time to regather the flock, all of us, to make a special effort to reach out to those who have been wandering from the flock and have gone astray, to encourage them to get back to the fold. So we regather the flock. Through this Good Shepherd Sunday, Jesus shows us by sacrifice of himself for us. His complete sacrifice began with him becoming one of us. We call that the incarnation. So that was the beginning of God's great gift to us. He became one with us, as we say in the creed, that his sacrifice was completed when he died on the cross. But he's also left us an example. As the Good Shepherd, we see he was courageous, he was faithful, he was patient, as it says in the collect for today, not only for his sacrifice, but for his patience. We know that the Lord has to be patient if he deals with us, because all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So these characteristics of our Lord Jesus, of courage, of faithfulness, and patience, are what we should emulate in our own lives. Today, we are going to be confirming two persons and receiving others, but just a quick reference to confirmation. In my mind, it is a ordination of the laity. All of you have been confirmed. You have been set apart as a deacon or as a priest is set apart, and you are anointed with the sacred chrism, reminding us that the Holy Spirit is given to us. And so we are to function as members of Christ's body, that we are to be his shepherds as well in our community and in our families. So always remember that. We are to emulate the Lord in his example that he has given for us. We notice also Jesus' great devotion to his flock. In the Middle East, the shepherd in lands that are barren and desolate must often put his life into danger as robbers and wild beasts confront the shepherd who is there to protect his sheep. Christ did more than this. He laid down his life for the sheep. And that is so important for us to always keep in mind as Christians. The wolf came, and his only care for the shepherd when the wolf comes is to safeguard his flock. Our Lord is there to safeguard us from every assault that we receive in this life. His great sacrifice was because he has ownership. We are his children. We are the sheep of his pasture. He is not a hireling, as we are reminded in the lessons. He will go after the lost until he finds that which is lost. And for him, it is my sheep that is lost, and I am responsible to bring him back. And so we need to emulate that as well, that we need to be concerned about those who are lost, particularly those of our own flock who are lost and need reclaiming and being brought back into the fold. There is an intimacy with our Lord as the Good Shepherd. He knows and has personal knowledge of all of his sheep. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And the first prayer we say when we come to the Eucharistic service is, Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known. He knows the secrets of our hearts. He knows each one of us better than we know ourselves. Always remember that. We can't hide anything from him because he knows us better than we know ourselves. So it's an intimate knowledge, personal knowledge that he has with each of us. Oftentimes we think, well, you know, I'm sort of insignificant in the life of the great expanse of all things, and God really doesn't see everything I do, or he doesn't care. That's not true. God is the God of the not only of the infinite, but of the infinitesimal. He sees everything and knows everything. If we go down into the depths of death, he is there. He's been there. Christ knows his sheep in personal knowledge. He knows who are his sheep, and he knows those who are not. He He also knows all of our weakness. He gathers the lambs, we're told, in his arms, gently leading those who are with young. He is aware of our weariness, aware of our sickness, our proneness to go astray. He's aware of all of these things. And he knows the temptations and the dangers and our liability to err in this world. And in all of this, he treats us all, his sheep, with compassion and admits them into personal intimacy with himself. The sheep know the voice of their master, of the shepherd, and they can distinguish that from that of strangers. He is known, they are known by him as he is known by his Father, and they are known by him as he knows the Father. So always remember that. There is this intimacy in our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And then there is the pastoral care, that word that comes from a shepherd. The pastoral care, he holds all of us in his heart. And he also looks out, there are others that are not in this fold, and those we must bring also into the fold. His heart drives him to seek the sheep that are lost, scattered abroad, to lead them back and bring them into, so that there's one fold and one shepherd. His desire is to be the leader. Them also I must lead. And here we have the real thought of this second Sunday in Easter, the thought of our example. Christ sets the example for us to follow. Here in this second Sunday in Easter, the example to all shepherds to feed the flock of Christ. He's addressing that to those who are called, especially to the ministry, that we are to feed the flock. We are to live by as a good example to others. Feed the flock which he purchased with his own blood. We are examples as examples to the flock. We are to provide an example for them. And he has passed this life through this mark of how we are to live by his own path that he took, the path that he died, rose again, and ever liveth to make intercession for us. His sheep hear his voice and follow him, that they may be one flock and one shepherd. The Sunday of the Good Shepherd conveys the truth expressed in the Savior's new commandment. Ye are to love one another as I have loved you. You are to also love one another. Therefore, we are to consider Christ's love as manifest by his sacrifice and enjoined upon us by his example. Both sacrifice and example are the character of the Good Shepherd, who not only laid down his life for the sheep, but goeth before them that they should follow their master, their shepherd. The death of Christ is at once our confidence, our motive, and our example. The love of Christ is to compel us to live the risen life of love. Remember, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He has come out of his great love for us. We are to rise and live the risen life of love to emulate the example our Savior gave to us. May God help us as we seek to build his church here in this community and in the world in which we live. God bless you all, and I pray that God will continue to bless you. And I will not, shall we say, forget about the people that we love and care about, as I will be the retired, somewhat re-shepherd coming up here shortly. We love you, we care about you, and we will pray for you. God bless you. Pray for us. Amen. Now unto God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost be ascribed, as is most justly due, a might, power, dominion, and majesty, both now and unto the ages of ages. Amen.